Hi, Cancer. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your general overall collective message for the month of September. Now, I did a little pre-shuffle here, and Cancer, I'm getting the feeling that someone could have misjudged you, all right? Or you have misjudged someone else regarding money and how it is used as manipulation. Okay. Someone may have thought that you were greedy and selfish. Okay. Or you think this of someone else. All right. But judgment was in reverse, so I feel like it was, it could be a misunderstanding. Now, your animal spirit guide for this month was the dog reversed. Now, the dog represents loyalty, okay? But when it's in the reverse position, it could be telling you that you've become critical or even mean a little bit in due to the company you keep, okay? So this could have been why that King of Pentacles was in reverse. This reversal of this medicine could also imply that it's time to stop covering with fear, and it's time to tackle the adversary with your confidence, okay? So if someone's been making you feel a certain type of way, it's time for you, all right, to bare your teeth a little bit, Cancer. Don't take any crap from these people. No. All right. Reclaim the power of loyalty to yourself and your own self-truths, okay? The key is to realize that these are not really external energies, but they're thought forms in your own mind that could be telling you that you're not worthy of loyalty, all right? Either to yourself or others, but we all know this is not true. You are definitely worthy, Cancer. So you might want to examine the pattern of disloyalty in your life, all right? So September might be about you discovering or rediscovering your loyalty to yourself, all right? As there are dogs barking in the background. Sorry about that. Okay. Now, let's get into the cards a little bit. And we're going to pull some clarifiers. We'll do a little additional message, some crystals, and we'll wrap it up with a prism oracle, okay? So let's get right on into this, Cancer. For September, Spirit, what are the energies for the starseed of Cancer, please, for this month of September? Four of Cups. So you could be refusing an offer here. All right. Something could be offered to you, but your hands are crossed, your arms are crossed. You're not even paying attention to that. You have strength. All right. Maybe this is something you need to refuse, and it's going to take some strength, or you're questioning whether or not you should accept this offer. What else for Cancer, please? What else for Cancer? What are the energies for the starseed of Cancer? Yeah, you're healing from a betrayal. You have the Ten of Swords. Okay, so you might, this could be why you are a little skeptical about taking that offer due to some kind of heartbreak or disappointment in the past. What else for Cancer, please? Yeah, it is about the past. We have the Six of cups indicating childhood memories, all right? Or indicating the past. Maybe you're feeling backstabbed by family. Okay, let's see. What else do we have for Cancer? All right, I guess I'm going to take all these because they just fell right out. The Sun. So something is going to be illuminated coming out of the shadows. The Hermit. Could be in hermit mode right now, kind of just trying to lick your wounds a little bit and heal and gain some wisdom. The transformation has not happened yet because the Death card is reversed. So you could still be a little bit butthurt and not quite ready to move on from whatever that was. You're still in some indecision here with the Two of Pentacles. All right, so you're still kind of deciding as you're looking back, what the hell happened back there, right? Like, what was that all about? Okay, let's clarify this a little bit. And how did that happen? And how did you let that happen? And all those questions. And it all comes down to loyalty this month with this dog here reversed. Let's clarify this a little bit, Spirit. Let's get some clarifiers. What is this all about here? Six of Cups reversed. Things were not as you thought they were. Two of Swords, there's a decision, again, that needs to be made. You're juggling here with the Pentacles. You're blindfolded and stuck here with the Swords. Strength again came out. So this is going to take a lot of strength to overcome this. Seven of Wands, right now you're probably feeling defensive, which is why you are not accepting any offers. Seven of Swords reversed. Whomever is trying to get away with something shady or tried to will not. Okay, the truth will be made known. All right, you get the Sun card here. So some kind of truth about Five of Wands, about a conflict. And the Star. So you could have been hopeful or optimistic about a situation, or these are your hopes and fears, okay? Maybe you fear a truth coming out, or you fear the result, you know, the outcome. So this month, I think it's going to be more about some inner work than dealing with the outer world. I think you're just going to be protecting your heart a little bit as you try to heal and, again, try to evaluate or reevaluate what just happened. All right? But it's going to take a little bit of maturity to see, you know, You'll have to look at it from all sides, Cancer, about what your part that you played in it. You know. All right, let's get some crystal healing cards. So the crystals for you this month to aid in your healing and getting over this. Whatever this mess is, Spirit, what gemstones, messages of healing do you have for Cancer? Thank you. Okay. We have the blue barrel, creativity, energy, and calmness. Okay. You might want to get involved in some kind of creative enterprise to maybe take your mind off of this as you try to process your emotions. Citrine, happiness, joy, and light. And God knows we all need that. And pearl, love, and enlightenment, and trust. Okay, trust. All right, so trust goes along with loyalty. You may be finding it hard to trust people or even yourself at this point. All right. So it is definitely a month of looking inward. Okay, don't look to others for validation. Or justification. All right. Don't look for any of that. Just look objectively at how this went down. And how should the, you know, should the situation arise again, you will have some frame of reference. Okay. Now let's go lastly to the Prism Oracle cards, where we're going to get a little energy aura. What are the energies, spirit, moving in and around the starseed of Cancer, please? Oh, okay. That was messy. Yeah, I think since September is kind of winding down, and maybe you've even removed yourself from a situation, you'll have time to really think about it without all the emotions and you know, distractions. You have peace reversed. Okay, so obviously this is not making you feel at peace with yourself. Anger. You could be angry about it. All right. That could be keeping you from moving forward. All right. What else, please, for Cancer spirit? What other energies are in and around the starseed of Cancer for September? Yeah, trust reversed. Okay. So, either you don't trust yourself or others are not trusting in you at this time. All right. So it's definitely time to step back and see what is going on with you that is creating this, this dis-ease, this lack of peace in your life, this anger, right? Magic reverse. So you kind of feel like you lost your magic touch there a little bit, Cancer. You have not. This is just a transitional period, all right? So even though it feels yucky and it feels like it's just never going to get better, it will. Trust in your intuition. Trust in your source. And everything is going to be just fine. All right, Cancer? So that's what I have for you for September. I hope you enjoyed these readings. I would love to have you back again. And as always, stay blessed. Stay blessed and stay tuned.